Peter, what were your thoughts on the cardiac presentations at ASCO? We're actually doing a whole program just on cardiologic issues in breast cancer, because, of course, we have the HER2 issue, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. One of the things that I think it was the SEER presentation showed was data based on cardiac risk factors, hypertension, diabetes, where it kind of went up. Did those presentations affect what you might say to a patient, 60, 65-year-old patient, long history of hypertension, diabetes, or even maybe cardiac history?
I certainly found the SEER presentation very provocative because it did seem to show more cardiac toxicity than we have routinely thought would exist. Actually, I talked with Hyman Muss, who's taken serious interest in the older patients in clinical trials. That's a relatively small subgroup, but they haven't seen a lot of extra cardiac toxicity in the trial population. So the question is, why would you see more in SEER? There are a couple things to say about that. One is that it wasn't really consistent across the age groups. It was, as I remember, she did it by subset, and I can't quote which age groups it was, but there were some funny aspects to that. The other thing is you have to realize that it's a Medicare database. So you're really not looking at definite, you're inferring what's going on by what's being ordered for the patient. So that there are various kinds of biasings that could occur. One of them, for instance, if you know a patient has had anthracyclines in the past, you may be more likely to look for and diagnose certain kinds of problems. So I don't know we'll ever see this kind of data from clinical trials because, in fact, we recruit very poorly to older patients into clinical trials. But there are some older patient clinical trials going on now, and it's certainly something to be looked for. And I haven't changed what I would suggest to be done, but I think that it does reemphasize to me that patients should be told that there's a chance of developing congestive heart failure.